B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Here's a fun one. In Washington State, firefighters came to the rescue of a woman who fell and got stuck in a vault toilet after attempting to retrieve her cell phone.
Oh, Jesus.
Man.
This occurred at the top of Mount Walker. Rescuers said the woman in her 40s was using the toilet when she dropped the phone inside. The woman reportedly tried to dismantle the toilet by taking off the seat and housing to get to her phone. She used her dog's leashes to help support her while trying to fish the phone out.
Yeah.
But they failed and she fell into the toilet head first.
Okay, is it one of those toilets, like you said, on the top of Mount Walker, one of those toilets where it's just a hole? Do you know what I mean, Nick? You do it
like an outhouse toilet?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know what you're talking about, but I don't
Casey,
know what this is like.
It said she took off the seat and housing to get to her phone. So it has a housing and a seat.
Yeah, yeah, but underneath that seat, there, it's not like plumbing.
It's a vault toilet. Okay. You're just dumping into the ground I understand. She then used her cell phone to call 911 after about 20 minutes in an attempt to climb out.
She actually used the phone, huh?
Firefighters found her inside, assessed the situation, and then made a tall makeshift cribbing platform, which was passed down, helping her to
it's
stand.
It's okay, just let me die.
Then they pulled her out to safety. So I don't know how long she was in there. She waited 20 minutes before she even called them.
Right.
Oh my
and then it had to take them a while to get there. The woman told rescuers she was not injured and did not want to be taken to the hospital. Firefighters said that she was washed down and given a Tyvek suit to wear, and then was strongly encouraged to pursue medical attention after being exposed to human waste.
On the plus side, while she was down there, she won concert cash, Preston.
Oh, yeah.
However, they said that she just wanted to leave and travel back to California. Rescuers said the woman was extremely fortunate not to be overcome by toxic gases or sustain an injury while she was down there. Some people die from asphyxiation.
Remember there was something like that with manure or something, and two brothers died?
Yeah.
They were in a pit over it? Yeah, it can kill you quickly.
It's happened a few times, yeah. A Florida bride barely got a chance to enjoy her nuptials after being arrested for allegedly lacing her own wedding food with marijuana and serving it to unsuspecting guests.
You can't do that.
Dana Glennie and her caterer, Jocelyn Brandt, were charged with tampering, culpable negligence, and delivery of marijuana.
It's gonna be great.
Deputies responded to a wedding ceremony after multiple guests reported feeling weird. One guest told officials that he felt like he had, quote, drugs inside him after eating food and drinking wine.
Feel like I'm at a seahorse party.
Other guests were vomiting and complaining of stomach pains as first responders arrived on the scene and some were taken to the hospital.
Seahorses. Forever.
And by the way, dude, so today's marijuana, today's pot.
Right, right.
If you are not a smoker, if you don't dabble and you have some, it can F you up.
So, yes, friends of ours who have been users for over the course of many years say that. And it you're not prepared for the potency.
You got to take baby steps at first.
My friend runs a wedding venue, and she had a bride and groom who wanted to give out pot brownies as their favor as they were leaving the wedding. And she was like, you can't do that.
Right.
She's like, we're actually not going to allow you to give pot brownies to your guests.
Well, at our wedding, we had at every table, every plate had a hypodermic with heroin in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Miranda, a little gift. Yeah. Miranda Cady, a guest, said, I thought I was having a heart attack. My heart was racing, and before I went to bed that night, I actually slept in my car on site. Detectives took food items from the wedding, including chocolate-covered strawberries, pudding, shot desserts, and lasagna to have them tested. 2 months later, Brian and Glennie were arrested.
That's crazy.
A North Charleston man told police that he thought a gun that injured a zombie performer at a Myrtle Beach haunted house over the weekend was a prop. Listen to how this played out. Keel Brown and his family were walking through the haunted house portion of the Hollywood Wax Museum when several relatives were frightened by an employee performing as a zombie. One person in the group fell to the ground, and during the scramble, a gun slid across the floor and allegedly struck Brown in the foot. Brown told investigators he thought the gun was a prop. It was part of the haunted house experience.
Oh, man.
When he picked it up, and then he fired twice, striking the costume employee once in the shoulder. He thought it was just like part of a game, you know, like, you know.
That blood looks real.
Yeah. Brown.
Well done.
Brown is accused of giving the gun to his 15-year-old son as they left the popular tourist attraction. Brown later fled to the Charleston area and was taken into custody. Now, it didn't help that he ran.
I shot a zombie.
With help from the U.S. Marshal Task Force, they returned him to Myrtle Beach.
He's freaking out.
The source of the gun came... Where the source of the gun was remains under investigation. The employee was treated and released from a local hospital. Brown has been charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor in connection with his son getting the gun. Wow. All right, and then finally, we'll do one more quick story. Some shoppers in Indiana were in for a slithery surprise during their recent trip to Walmart. They ran into a ball python who was hanging out on one of the store's shelves.
Whoa. What the f***?
Animal control took the snake to a shelter where they named him Wolverine.
Hey, Ma, they sell snakes now.
And now he's looking for a forever home. Because he is still stressed and getting used to being handled, officials say Wolverine would do best with an experienced snake owner. So they just happened to find him right there on the shelves at Walmart.
Well, they sell live bait.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Two men fatally struck by a train on an elevated subway or on elevated subway tracks in Brooklyn early Wednesday are believed to be graffiti taggers from France.
Wow.
Came
all this way to get hit by a train.
A train operator on the East New York bound number 3 train saw the mangled bodies as he pulled into the Sutter Avenue Rutland Road station. The men were already dead, apparently struck by an earlier train. They had spray paint cans on them when they were struck. Police were working to identify the two men who had French passports on them and determine how they came to be struck.
So are their tags like curse words written in French?
I don't know.
Like mare?
Nailed. hundreds of... That's the only curse word I know in French. Nick, do you know any
others? Va te
fuer! Say it again.
Va te fuer.
And is what that, would that
yeah,
roughly...
Go F yourself.
Okay. So hundreds of riders were stuck on a number 3 train that struck the men. MTA crews sent another train that hitched to the stuck train. The passengers walked onto the rescue train and were brought to the station. And the station is one stop away from the Utica Avenue station, which draws taggers because the MTA sometimes moves idle subway trains there during the night, particularly during bad weather. So they're an easy
interesting
target, yeah,
okay,
for taggers. I didn't know that.
Mayor.
In Minnesota, police say the 420th street sign has been stolen so much that it is now being placed 20 feet in the air on a pole.
Does it really serve a purpose up at 20 feet?
Police shared a picture of the sign on Wednesday, or April 20th,
yes,
420, and they said, if you decide to partake in 420 activities today, just know that you will never be as high as our 420th street sign. Police said this is not a challenge, but a way to deter thieves. They said, please do not try and steal our sign. We have a trap at the bottom. It may include munchies as a distraction technique. The theft of signs with 420 on them is well documented and have inspired some unique responses by authorities in Idaho. A 420 mile marker sign was replaced with 419.9.
That's great. Yeah. I wonder if they had the same issue, because in Delco, off of 95, there's a 420 that basically goes from the Delaware River all the way up to 320. A route 420.
Oh, wow.
And I wonder if they have that same issue.
That's a good question. I bet you they probably do. This is tragic. Two men fell to their deaths over 2 days at separate canyons in Utah on what local authorities called a tragic weekend. On Saturday, 41-year-old Arlo Lott Jr. of Steamboat Springs died after falling 70 feet when his rappel anchor broke in Farnsworth Canyon. Search and rescue staff hiked into the area and rappelled down to Lott, who was taken out of the canyon by a helicopter. Officials said his condition quickly deteriorated. They administered life-saving measures, but he didn't make it by the time they got to the hospital. And on Friday, in Upper Black Box, 50-year-old Craig Barlow was watching his friends. Listen to this. He was watching his friends rappel when the ledge of a cliff that he was sitting on broke loose.
Oh, my God.
And he fell.
So,
and he died from that.
Bad luck.
A rescue helicopter was able to land on a shelf in a tight area farther up the canyon. Paramedics made their way down, and he was carried up the canyon to an area where they were able to climb up a 40-foot sandy embankment and make their way to the helicopter. He was transported to the hospital, and he died from his injuries. So, that's...
He's run over by a train being engineered by a bear press.
That's terrible, terrible. And let's see. Oh, yeah, here's a follow-up story. On November 21st, Trevor Jacobs' single-engine airplane fell out of the sky, a harrowing experience that the YouTuber just so happened to catch on film and upload to social media. Mm-hmm. In January, aviation experts began investigating the incident, as they are wont to do in the event of most every aviation crash. And on Thursday, the FAA formally accused Jacob of staging the entire incident and intentionally crashing his 1940 Taylor craft for online clout. At the time, Jacob, a former Olympic snowboarder, claimed that his plane had malfunctioned, forcing him to bail out and parachute to safety when the aircraft crashed into the Los Padres National Forest in Southern California.
You remember we were watching the video of this.
Yep. However, in a letter dated April 11th, the FAA informed him that he had operated his plane in a careless or reckless manner so as to endanger the life or property of another, a violation of aviation regulations. The FAA also revoked his pilot's license effective immediately. When reached by the New York Times this week, Jacob claimed to not be aware of the letter, but declined to comment on advice from his attorney. Although the FAA can't actually prosecute anybody for violating regulations, should Jacob fail to surrender his pilot's license, he can be held liable for further legal enforcement action and be fined up to about $1,600 a day until he does. So essentially, he's just not going to be able to fly anymore. He's not going to be able to pilot anymore. But, yeah, that's pretty damn reckless. Well, even though it's a remote area,
you don't know.
You so never what? Know.
Some guy go, you know, I'm going to go on a walkabout today.
Yeah. Right. A man was driving on a highway in England when he spotted a snake. It just so happened to be slithering on the side view mirror of his vehicle. His son took video of the snake, which...
Why didn't you slow down?
They correctly identified as a grass snake. The two determined that there was nowhere to stop safely to let the snake leave the vehicle without harm. In the video, the snake can be seen dropping onto the road. It was posted to TikTok and has been viewed over 30,000 times.
You guys use the metric system.
All right, and then we'll do one more story and we'll wrap with this one. People are understandably a little bit freaked out by this. A mysterious pale man has been spotted cycling naked through a village in England.
What kind of pale is he using?
No, P-A-L-E.
Oh.
He's very, very...
white.
White, yes. Yeah. Locals say they spotted the man Easter Sunday morning, and he was caught on camera taking his ride again on Tuesday.
Come on.
Derbyshire police got a call from one member of the public about the naked cyclist on Tuesday.
He got the man is naked.
But an officer in the
very
area...
Very pale.
Failed to track him down. If he is caught, he could be charged with indecent exposure. So for whatever reason, they got a naked biker.
I can see his bum and his tallywacker.
In the area. And there you go. That is your Bizarre File for now.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.